Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30 now, Stephenson in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas City area police are asking for the public's help in finding 19-year-old murder suspect Anton Hunter. He is wanted for suspicion of murder in the death of 18-year-old Isabel Addison in April in Kansas City. Officials believe Hunter may be in the Wichita area. And if you have any information about Hunter, you're asked to call 816-474-8477 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. A photo of Hunter can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A windy and warmer trend is going to continue throughout the next several days across Wichita and south central Kansas. Looks like our next chance of thunderstorms will likely hold off until Saturday afternoon. Today, breezy and 77 for the high, clear and 51 overnight. Thursday's high, 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 53 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Police have released a man who was considered a person of interest after three sisters who disappeared in August from their Kansas foster home were found safe. Authorities did not release details about where the 12, 14, and 15-year-old girls were found. Kansas City Police released the 48-year-old man after Tonganoxie officials said they didn't have enough evidence to charge him.
A Sedgwick County inmate who had chronic medical issues prior to his incarceration was found unresponsive in his cell.
It happened around 7:12 Tuesday morning. After immediate medical attention from on-site staff and responding EMS personnel, the 54-year-old man was pronounced dead shortly before 8 o'clock. The preliminary cause of death is not known, pending an autopsy. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Investigative Division were notified. The inmate's family was also notified of his death, and his identity is being withheld at their request. The inmate was being held on felony charges and was in custody since July. This is the fourth in-custody death this year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man is dead following a motorcycle crash in Butler County.
The incident happened around 8 p.m. Monday at the intersection of K-254 and Ohio Street Road near Towanda. Authorities say 51-year-old Brian Gillis of El Dorado was driving his motorcycle when it collided with a Hyundai Sonata driven by a 73-year-old man. Investigators say the man was on Ohio Street and was in the process of turning west onto K-254. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says the motorcycle struck the left rear passenger side door. The driver stated he did not see the motorcycle when attempting to make his turn. He and his wife refused medical treatment. Gillis was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the crash is unknown at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
In California, Napa County officials held a briefing on the status of wildfires scorching parts of the state. Chief Ken Pimlott, director of CAL FIRE, says emergency workers are making progress in battling the blazes, but he says there's still a long way to go. Pimlott says a change in the weather will likely help firefighters.
We're going to see some moisture come in here in the next couple of days. It's not going to be a fire season ending event. We're certainly hopeful that it will provide enough rain and moisture to help us quicken the pace of getting these fires contained.
President Trump delivered the keynote address Tuesday night at the Heritage Foundation's annual President's Club meeting in Washington, D.C. The president spent most of the evening touting his plan for tax reform, but he also talked about health care, saying lawmakers must continue to work to repeal and replace Obamacare.
I thought maybe when I sit down at that desk the first day, January 20th, I'll have something to sign. Not as easy as we thought, but we're going to get it done. You watch.
The Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C. KNSS News Time now, 8:34 with Steve and Ted. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur. Make it 8:35. Steve and Ted in the morning and entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes, we'll take a look at another accusation and a closer look at the new Han Solo movie.
Can we even say the name of the movie?
Yes, you can. Director Ron Howard there in a Twitter video revealing that the name of the new standalone Han Solo movie will be Han Solo, A Star Wars Story. Production on the film just wrapped. It'll be out next May from Lucasfilm and Disney, parent company of ABC News.
I'll see you next year.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Game of Thrones star Lena Headey's the latest actress to accuse movie producer Harvey Weinstein of inappropriate conduct. She writes on Twitter, it happened at the Venice Film Festival 12 years ago, saying he, quote, made some suggestive comment, a gesture, end quote. Headey says she was shocked and thought it had to be a joke. Also Tuesday, Harvey Weinstein resigned from the board of the Weinstein Company, which he co-founded. The company fired him as co-chairman last week amid the cascade of sexual misconduct allegations. I'm Christopher Watson.
As we've talked about, another executive is out of the picture.
Harvey Weinstein, not the only exec out. Amazon Studios president Roy Price has resigned after facing a sexual harassment allegation of his own. Price greenlit the award-winning Amazon series Transparent and helped acquire Manchester by the Sea, which won Amazon its first Oscars earlier this year.
Well, there needs to be an action.
Jennifer Lawrence says all the discussion and attention surrounding the problem of sex assault and harassment is great, but it's time for more than talk.
Legal actions need to be put in place to protect people on film sets.
But until that takes place, Lawrence says there needs to be a community of support that will help women.
Find help and get answers to, is this normal? Is this without having to be on the cover of a magazine talking about it? You know, just create a community of support.
Lauren says she has experienced harassment, though never at the hands of Harvey Weinstein. And Harvey Weinstein's brother Bob is now facing a harassment claim by an executive producer on the TV show The Mist, who tells Variety he repeatedly asked her out after she said no. Through his attorney, Bob Weinstein has denied the claims. I'm Jason Athenson.
Netflix is really becoming a player. Netflix upping the ante when it comes to producing movies.
Next year, Netflix says it plans to release 80 movies, and they won't all be from Adam Sandler.
Excuse me, I'm Sandy Wexler.
The streaming service revealed the number on a conference call with investors. So is 80 movies a lot? Let's put it this way. Disney, including Marvel and Pixar, released 14 movies last year. The move by Netflix comes as it attempts to corner the streaming market and keep competitors including Amazon, Apple, and Facebook at bay. Netflix also says it'll increase its spending on content from $6 billion a year to $8 billion. This as it's about to raise its prices for customers. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Steve, we have a birthday today from Gilligan's Island.
All right.
Yeah. Actress Dawn Wells.
All right.
Marianne.
A little dark.
79 today.
Wow. How about that?
Marianne is 79. Of course, her character was from Sumner County, Kansas.
Kansas.
And we have interviewed her right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning several years back.
How about that?
Happy birthday to actress Dawn Wells. She is 79 today from Gilligan's Island. Let's flash back 60 years ago on this night. On this night in 1957, the debut of the Frank Sinatra Show on ABC.
Really?
This was Frank's second attempt at a TV series. He had one in the early 50s, tried one in the late 50s. The idea was they were going to do, some episodes were going to be variety, some were going to be dramas starring Frank. Some are going to be dramas hosted by Frank. Sinatra was paid $3 million for this series. This is in 1957.
A lot of money.
He was granted near total artistic freedom. They soon found out, though, that the ratings were really good when they did a variety show. They were really crummy when they tried to do drama.
Yeah.
So they pretty much kind of scrapped that, and towards the end, they were just doing all variety. It only made it 1 year. It just didn't...
Obviously... Frank Sinatra was a pretty good actor.
Frank did not like to rehearse.
Oh, there you go.
So he would come in and just like do one take, and whether it was good or not, they moved on. So the critics didn't thought, can tell.
Okay.
At one point, they tried to do 11 shows in 15 days, and I'm sure that didn't sit well with the crew. Yeah, so it only made it 1 year.
Wow.
But 60 years ago tonight on that debut episode, Bob Hope, Peggy Lee, and Kim Novak
pretty good
joined
start.
Frank.
Yeah, pretty good cast.
For an hour, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. The Frank Sinatra Show debuted 60 years ago tonight.
Oh, blue eyes.
All right. Let's flash back to a few items from 50 years ago today.
50? Okay.
Year 1967. We'll start out with this 50 years ago today. The first issue of Rolling Stone magazine was published, which became a huge force in the music industry.
Business, radio business.
Yeah. Rolling Stone magazine came out 50 years ago today with its debut. 50 years ago today as well, the premiere in Los Angeles of the movie The Jungle Book.
Oh, okay.
It was the last production that Walt Disney oversaw in his lifetime. He passed away while it was being made. Hmm. The Jungle Book animated feature. It was a huge success for the Disney company. Of course, it had a lot of great voices in that movie. Sebastian Cabot, Louis Prima, George Sanders, Sterling Holloway, among others.
Yeah.
Let's get a little bit of Louis Prima as King Louis in the orangutan and George Sanders as Shere Khan, the merciless Bengal tiger.
So you're the man cub. Crazy.
I'm not as crazy as you are. Put me down. You cut that out.
Cool it, boy. Unwind yourself. Now, come on. Let's shake, cousin.
Run, friend, run!
Run? Why should I run?
Why should you run? Could it be possible that you don't know who I am?
I know you all right. You're Shere Khan.
Precisely. Then you should also know that everyone runs from Shere Khan.
You don't scare me.
What a voice. George Sanders. What a great voice.
Precisely.
Precisely. Disney made this movie for $4 million. It has now grossed more than $200 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's made a little money for Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And it's if you adjust for inflation, it's still one of the top 30 highest grossing movies of all time in the U.S.
Wow.
And you look at those numbers, too, and it's even more amazing how beloved this movie is in Germany.
Germany, okay.
The Jungle Book is the third highest grossing film of all time in Germany,
wow.
Behind only Avatar and Titanic.
Wow.
Mm. And and as far as tickets sold, it's way more than those two. They love The Jungle Book
in Germany.
Mm.
All right.
Also, 50 years ago on this day, the release of the movie Far From the Madding Crowd,
ooh,
which I know you and I both
one of my favorites.
Are big favorites of this movie.
Yes.
It is Julie Christie in the English countryside, Terrence Stamp, Peter Finch, Alan Bates among her suitors in the cast.
Don't look for car chases or a bunch of violence.
No,
this is just a great story.
And I feel this is one of the most beautifully filmed movies of all time.
It's right there with Dr. Zhivago.
It did not get even nominated for an Oscar for cinematography.
Wow.
What?
You got to see this, and then you'll wonder why.
I cannot fathom that. Far from the Madding Crowd.
Julie Christie.
And Julie Christie has never been...
Bathsheba.
Oh, my God.
Bathsheba.
Mm.
Wow.
There you go. Far from the Madding Crowd came out 50 years ago today. And finally, Steve... We have a guy coming to Wichita pretty soon. Next year, actually. Weird Al Yankovic.
Ah, Weird Al.
He says his next concert tour will consist mainly of songs you barely remember. He's calling it the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour.
Sounds good.
He writes on Facebook he will do only obscure tracks and only a few parodies. No props, no costumes, no video screens. He says it will not be the kind of show that appeals to everyone. And he'll go back to concerts featuring fat suits and segues on some other tour, but not this one.
Okay.
Yankovic says he's not trying to talk people out of buying tickets. They should just be aware that these shows will be, quote, loose, unpredictable, and maybe a little sloppy.
Okay.
That tour begins in late February in Poughkeepsie. It will make a stop in Wichita at the Orpheum Theater on April 28th.
Weird Al.
Once again, that's the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour with Weird Al. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 Steve and Ted. Big bucks for research at WSU. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Leave it to the money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.